It is peak bear season at Katmai National Park. Visitors to Brooks Camp are crowding onto viewing platforms, and 10 million viewers are watching the action via webcam. These two different ways of interacting with brown bears are the subject of a new study. As KDLG's Hannah Colton reports, researchers are looking at how humans connect with bears and what that could mean for the future of America's public lands.
The scene at Brooks Falls is every tourist's dream of Alaska summer. Salmon hurl themselves at the falls while a couple huge brown bears wade through the rapids. This is what Jeffrey Skibbins is watching on Explore.org's Bear Cam from his office at Kansas State University.
I'm sitting in wonderful, sunny Manhattan, Kansas, and my colleague, Dr. Sharp, is in Katmai right now collecting data from the on-site visitors. I drew the short straw on that one.
Skibbins is an assistant professor of park management and conservation at KSU. He and his colleague, Dr. Ryan Sharp, are interested in how human interest affects wildlife conservation. So when they caught wind of the super popular Katmai Bear Cam, it seemed like a perfect opportunity to compare online interest with in-person visitation. They want to know two main things from both virtual and real-life bear watchers. One, what kind of emotional connection do these people have with the bears? And two, if you do have that emotional connection, what are you willing to do about it?
Are you willing to take the next step and engage in some sort of what we would call a pro-conservation behavior? In other words, would you do something to help these bears that you're watching?
Helping the bears, Skibbins says, means more than just donating money. It could mean supporting management that's better for the animals, even if that means, say, limiting people's access to the park. So one of his questions is, who is more willing to sacrifice for the bears? Armchair tourists or those toting cameras out on the platforms? Okay, let me posit a theory and then you can respond what you think. So I've been really struck by how the online viewership is constant and fanatical. Like, if you spend any amount of time on there, you see certain viewers interacting with each other like old friends. They're on there all the time. They know each other. They know the rangers. My impression is that those people would be like more dedicated because it's over a longer period of time than just like a day trip.
That is an accurate hypothesis.
Those are the kinds of things Skibbins and Sharp are trying to untangle by surveying both kinds of bear watchers. And the results, says Skibbins, could help parks survive a major challenge, figuring out how to stay relevant in the modern age.
If you think about, just name two or three national parks off the top of your head. Odds are one of them was probably Grand Canyon and one of them was probably Yellowstone. The majority of the iconic, traditional, go-to sort of thinking idea about what parks are in the U.S. are all out west. And so it's very difficult for the majority of the population to access those parks.
Katmai might be the ultimate example of the inaccessible park. As Skibbins pointed out, he could get to Kenya for less airfare than it takes to get to Katmai. And what's out of reach is often out of mind. If the general public stops caring about federally funded parks, Skibbins fears they could cease to exist.
And so one of the challenges today is how do we get national parks to people and people to national parks? And something like this idea of a webcam, could be a very useful tool as parks continue to emerge in the 21st century.
The results are still a ways off, but Skibbins and Sharp hope their study will help more parks give people the wildlife experience they want, whether it's on-site or online. In Dillingham, I'm Hannah Colton.